Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. This is from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory, Virginia. We're on the campus of Emory and Henry College, and WEHC is the campus radio station. This week is fundraising week, so we'd like to encourage you to contribute. I have some numbers for you to call. You can call now. It's 276-944-6593 to make a pledge. And you can also go online to www.ehc.edu. That's www.ehc, Emory Henry College, www.ehc.edu, and to find other giving opportunities. A gift of $75 or more will mail you a CD audio packet with Rob Chamberlain's reading of Alice in Wonderland. It's a nice way to make a gift and perhaps give a gift to someone. So come on in, call us. Another number you can call is 276-944-6875. Call either of those numbers and you can contribute to WEHC. It's our fundraising week, and all week long we'll be encouraging you to dial in and contribute. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs and to anything new I found. I found a whole bunch recently. I'm going to play a few of them today. And this is my joy of the week, is to share these songs and hope that others are listening and that some of you enjoy them as much as I do. The first one I heard this week for the first time, it's an old song, it's from 1981. It's called My Baby Thinks He's a Train. It's by Roseanne Cash. It was her second number one country chart. Roseanne is the eldest daughter of Johnny Cash with his first wife. And this song has a heavy driving train rhythm. Those of you who've ridden trains, you know when the train gets clicking along, you get this really steady beat. Well, here we go.
Thank you.
My Baby Thinks He's a Train by Roseanne Cash. Moving on to another song from 2004, this one. I heard it on the final show of General Hospital, and I was caught by it and looked it up, and I liked it a lot. It's called Collide. It's by Howie Day from 2004. I think it's a romantic song.
The dawn is breaking, a light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you. Yeah. I'm open, you're closed, where I follow you'll go. I worry I won't see your face light up again. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the wrong words seem to run out of the doubt.
That was Collide by Howie Day. I want to remind you it's fundraising week here at WEHC, and if you'd like to make a contribution, we encourage you to do so. Call 276-944-6593 or 276-944-6875. Please call in, make a contribution. No matter how small, we'll welcome it. If it's $75 or more, we'll give you a free CD of Rob Chamberlain reading Alice in Wonderland. Rob's a friend of mine, and I know he had a good time recording that, and it'd be a great thing to get for your grandkids or your kids or for yourself. Alice in Wonderland is a true classic. So if you'd like to make a contribution, please call 276-944-6593. The next song is one of my all-time favorites. Of course, I have a lot of all-time favorites, but still, it's by Paul Simon. It's called Call Me Al, and from 1987. It features, of course, Paul Simon singing, but Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Mazamba. Paul Simon discovered this group, or really made them famous, over in Africa, and you can hear them in the background, the strong, heavy bass voices. And there's some also wonderful instrumental solos and percussion solos in the song. It's just a really fun song. And the rhythm, I understand, is rather unique. Paul Simon had an ear for rhythms, and he picked up a lot of new kind of rhythms that weren't familiar in our music. And also there's an absolutely fantastic video, the MTV video, of Paul Simon and Chevy Chase. It's just utterly absurd parody of this thing. But it's the music that I like most of all. So if you want to see a good video, go to YouTube and look for Call Me Al. But it's the music that I like.
I'm the guitarist and arranger from the Graceland album and the leader of Stimella, Ray Peary. Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these butts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model, now that my role model is gone? Gone. He ducked back down the alley with some rolling, holy little black-faced girl. All along the lawn, there was incidents, there was accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I could be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me. Thank you.
Call Me Al by Paul Simon. The song was inspired when Paul Simon was at a party and a Frenchman was there, a composer named Pierre Boulle, and he got mixed up and referred to Paul as Al and his wife as Betty, and that inspired him to write this song. Interesting where songs come from. Here's another new one for me, Famous Lefty Flynn. It sounds like it should have been recorded in the 30s, the style and everything. It's a group called the Grascals. They've been around since 2004. They're a six-piece bluegrass band. And they just recorded this song last year. And I heard it on the radio last week, and I said, ah, that's a winner. It's a funny little song. It tells a story, and you can follow the story. And it's about a guy. He starts off in prison, and things happen from there. The Famous Lefty Flynn.
Hot dog is
it? The walls are mighty high in Fort Worth prison. The cells are awful small for two grown men. The warden slammed that heavy door behind me. Said, allow me to introduce to you the famous Lefty Flynn. I met about an old Lefty in the paper. How he brought the banks out in the west. I figured he'd be bigger than a mountain, with chisel arms and battle scars tattooed upon his chest. But he was small, and he looked just like a movie star. Well, his teeth were pearly white, and his hair was black as coal.
Get to work.
I'll never forget the day that I shook his hand.
Jerk.
And began my education from the famous Lefty Flynn.
The Famous Lefty Flynn by the Grascals. We're going to move up a bit now. Actually, we're going back in time, but different. Still, that song is from another era. But this one's from a more modern era, 1987. Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp is from Indiana, and yeah, he was a young man when I first ran into him, heard him. He was greatly influenced by Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Rolling Stones. He's from Seymour, Indiana. I lived in Columbus, not far from there. And he has, if you ever see a video of him, he has a beautiful young woman, Lisa Germano, playing the fiddle. And he quit drinking and drugs in 1974. This song was recorded in 87, so he was probably clean then. And it's just got a lot of rhythm and a lot of stuff and a whole bunch going on. A cherry bomb, by the way, for those of you who didn't come up from the firecracker generation, a cherry bomb was a common firecracker back when I was growing up. It was about the size of a cherry. It was bright red and had a fuse coming out. And it was a fairly powerful firecracker, fairly dangerous. There were M80s and cherry bombs were roughly equally powerful. Most firecrackers are much smaller. These things were really made a boom. So he named this song Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb by John Cougar Mellencamp. I think he goes by John Mellencamp these days. I want to remind you that this is Wombats in Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And this is fundraising week at WEHC, so we'd like you to think about contributing. We're a nonprofit. All of our money comes from either contributions or college support, and we could use the money. We need some. We'd love to have some new equipment. we have to pay the engineers. We have to do a bunch of things, and so your help is a big part of what keeps us going. The numbers to call are 276-944-6593 or 276-944-6875 to make a pledge. If you'd like to go online, you can go to www.ehc.edu and click on WEHC. So it's Contribution Week, and we hope you can help us meet our expenses and help me keep my show on the air. I love doing this, and so please help. The next song is Sally Was a Good Old Girl by Waylon Jennings. I mentioned that the famous Lefty Flynn sounded like it should have been out of the 30s to me. Well, Sally Was a Good Old Girl should have been out of the 60s, and it was. Waylon Jennings was part of the Outlaw group. Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Leon Russell. They refused to bend to the Nashville ways. They kind of broke the mold and forced Nashville to adapt to a different way of allowing people record and pick their music and stuff. And Waylon Jennings was one of the wilder of the group. And the song itself was actually most popular on a Muppet show. Roy Clark did it. It's called Sally Was a Good Old Girl. And I'll let you draw your own conclusions about the exact nature of who Sally was. I'm not quite sure myself, but she wasn't your typical ordinary person. That much I'm fairly sure. So this is Sally. Sally Was a Good Old Girl by Waylon Jennings.
Sally used to carry my friends to school. Sally was a big old girl. Did my homework cause I was a fool. Sally was a good old girl. When I want a kiss or a little bitty squeeze, Sally's always willing and she did her best to please. A girl made to love and not made to tease. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the request, Sally gave it her best. Sally was a good old girl. Well, her folks was poor, but she helped all she could. Sally was a good old girl. The hardest working woman in the neighborhood. Sally was a good old girl. She walked up and down the streets all day, selling neckties to the ones who would pay. If you didn't have the money, then she'd give them away. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the request, Sally gave it her best. Sally was a good old girl. Favorite of all the men. Sally was a good old girl. All the girls despised her then. Sally was a good old girl. Women talked about her, but Sally didn't care. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up married to a millionaire. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl.
Sally Was a Good Old Girl by Waylon Jennings. ended up married to a millionaire. Good for you, Sally. We need more people like that. We're on the girl theme now. The next song is called Green Eyed Girl. It's by Greg Trooper. And it's an old song, I'm pretty sure. It was recorded in 2005, but I think it goes back before that. I don't know that, but I think it's so. Anyway, I like this song a lot, and I hope you do.
I had the fastest steed running the Belmont Stakes. After Kentucky and Baltimore, the crown is ours to take. The crown is ours to take. Wish I had a jet airplane, wings of solid gold. Everyone waiting for me to land, crying when I go, just crying when I go. I drew an inside straight whenever I play my hand. Lay your money down if you dare, but I'm a no-time losing man. No-time losing man. Wish I had a stretch of road that goes for miles and miles. Never have to wonder which way to go. It just takes me where the weather is mild. Takes me where the weather is mild. I could shoulder 1,000 pounds, somebody spread the word. Jump in the ring for 15 rounds, champion of the world, champion of the world. Wish I had my green-eyed girl sitting here by my side. If I had my green-eyed girl, I'd be satisfied. I'd be satisfied, I'd be satisfied.
Green-Eyed Girl by Greg Trooper. The next song is another new one to me. I picked it up on the radio this week. It's an old song, but, you know, one nice thing about this world is that there are so many songs out there, you'll never hear them all. And I'm always running into songs that are new to me that have been around for years, and this is one of them. It's called The Fireman by George Strait from 1985. And The Fireman, apparently, specializes in helping angry women who've just been jilted or somehow offended, and he goes over and cools them down in his own special way, and he's known as the Fireman. So this is George Strait singing The Fireman.
My name. That's
That was The Fireman by George Strait. Tough job. 24 on, 24 off. I'm bringing you this show from WEHC. It's our fundraising week, and the number to call is 276-944-6593 to make a pledge. I want to mention some of the other shows on the air. A lot of interesting shows. Theater Matters with professional staff from Barter Theater. Then there's, Poets and Writers with Henry McCarthy. Out of This World with Dr. Sherry Stacy, featuring stories of the unexplained. And Sunday Night Bluegrass. There's Steve Fisher's Wednesday Night Rise Up Singing. Steve and I play a lot of the same songs, so you might want to pick that up if you like this show. April Berteau's Lullaby of Broadway. David Winship's Vinyl Reflections. He's playing records, so that's an interesting show. There are just all sorts of great shows on WEHC, and we hope you'll want to contribute. And if you do, please call 276-944-6875. And I'm moving on. I don't know much about the next song. I don't even know the correct name, but I love the song. I got it from my son's radio show. My son used to have a radio show till he moved recently, and he would play some wonderful songs, and I didn't always write down what they were, but I'd catch them. So he'll probably call me after this show and tell me, "Dad, that song is blank, blank, blank." But I'll also try and figure out what it is while it's playing. I'll look it up. Anyway, I call it Fires Turning. That's not its real name. Let's see. It's coming up now, so maybe you know it. If you do, let me know. This is Harry Bias, so contact me and let me know what is the name of this song.
Cannot replace birthdays you always look back on, goodbyes you cannot erase. There are memories you never go back to, and those where you always return. There are fires you have to keep tending, and those that just know how to burn. You wish never changed, hopes you wish they'd hold on to, adjustments you just can't arrange. There's a summer perfect and golden, when the young and the foolish don't know. There are torches you have to carry, and those that'll follow wherever you. Torches you have to carry, and those that'll follow wherever you go. But a life doesn't go where you lead it. Adventures don't do what they're told. I don't yet know the reason why I push myself out in the cold. So find me the answer to the bump in the night. Why some love won't let you alone. Some fires go out when you leave them. Some keep burning all on their own.
Well, I now know what that song is. I Googled it, and I found a blog, and it's my son's blog. It's called I Paint What I See, Observations and Thoughts of Variable Depth from Someone Who Still Thinks Digital Watches Are a Pretty Neat Idea. And he talks about there are fires you have to keep tending. And I'll read you the little entry he has. I had the honor of helping organize and attending a concert with Cozy Sheridan. So that's the singer. Last night through a group of friends and so forth. And so he mentions it's Cozy Sheridan, and the name of the song is Some Fires. So Matt, you don't have to call me and let me know this time, but you did let me know anyway. Thanks. We're going to move on, and next is a country song from 2000. It's by Leanne Womack. Leanne Womack's from Jacksonville, Florida. This is called I Hope You Dance. And she sings old-fashioned style country music songs that often discuss subjects such as cheating and lost love. Well, in this one, she's taken a slightly different track. She's wishing us, each of us, I think, wishing us well. And she does it by saying, when you get the chance to sit or dance, I hope you dance. And she says it, I think, beautifully.
Tell me what's the love.
That was I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. And, whoops, I wonder if I cut her off too soon. Let's see. Well, the musicians had more to say, but she didn't. It's promotion time. I've got two things to promote. First is the message from that song, I Hope You Dance. If I had a message in this show, that's it. It says that, you know, I hope you dance. And this is one little phrase there. It says, love may be a mistake sometimes, but do it anyway. Take the carpe diem. Live life fully. That's my message. Grab the chances. Take the chances. Live with the results. Lord knows I have, and the results have been catastrophic at times. So I can't really say it's a really good route, but it's an interesting route to take. So she's advising it, I advise it, and a lot of the songs I play, I hope, get that message across that it's life is too big an opportunity to pass up, and every time you get a chance, don't sit it out, dance. Now, for me personally, that's a little bit more of a personal message. I don't dance much, and I usually sit it out. I'm going to take it to heart. Next time there's a chance where I could dance, I'm going to do it. So I'm putting myself in. And the second promotion is for WEHC Fundraising Week. Call 944-6875 or 944-6593 and make a pledge. If you like what you hear on the air here, help us to keep doing it. I love doing this, we need your help. So give us a little help, support. However, if you can't give us anything, just listen. That's support in a way. But if you can, please do. The next song is by Ry Cooter. Ry Cooter is one of the most versatile musicians in our life. He plays everything from jazz to rock to country. And you tell me what this song is. I guess it's blues. I don't know what it is. He's especially well known as a slide guitarist. He also produced the movie Buena Vista Social Club, which brought back some old Cuban musicians and reintroduced them into the wild world of music and made them famous. So this song is called Alimony, and I call it Down and Dirty. It's hard to think that a man who could write and sing this song could do anything else, any other kind of song. But I assure you he can. But this song is a very strong genre of its own.
People, are you ready? Ooh, people, are you ready? Look at this one, look at that one. Tell me, do they look like me? All my friends say, don't you worry, they'll not testify for me. Well, I wonder, where's all my friends? Had it in for me. Judge your honor, alimony.
Alimony by Ry Cooter. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. It's fundraising week. If you want to make a contribution, please call 276-944-6593. Hope to hear from you next week. I hope to hope you hear from me next week. And I'm closing out now with my final phrase, which I love to throw in here, to encourage you and me and all of us to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.